888-CAR-TALK. That's 888-227-8255. Hello, you're on Car Talk.
This is Amy Johnson, and I live in Keller, Texas. I've got an interesting problem with my Isuzu Rodeo, or actually two Isuzus. If I drive down a particular street, I lose complete power.
You or the rodeo?
Well, I guess the rodeo.
Okay.
There's a huge weather ball, or a big, it looks like a huge golf ball that is on the side of the road. It's got a fence around it, and it's on top of this little building, and it's got some FAA marking.
Oh, man.
If I drive on the side of the street that that ball is, my car completely dies.
I love it.
And if you just coast, you coast on through, and it'll finally, you know, you have to steer your way off the road. You can finally start it again and keep going.
But you must restart it. It won't start up by itself.
Oh, no. Yeah, you have to restart it.
That's my question exactly. That would have been interesting.
That would have been.
That would have been really interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I tell you what, it's not just my car either.
Is there a sign there that says
Area 51?
Where the heck is Keller, Texas?
It's kind of a suburb of Dallas-Fort Worth.
So you started to say your car is not the only car that exhibits this strange phenomenon?
No, because the first time it happened, it completely died, and I pulled in next to there's a fire station right next to it. And I pulled into it, and I called my girlfriend. She drives an Isuzu Trooper.
Yes.
She came to get me, and she said, well, why don't you try it again? So mine started, and I started driving away, and I looked in the rearview mirror, and she wasn't behind me.
Oh!
So I called her on her cell phone, and she said, well, mine just died. Hold on, and she started again, and it started, and I had started to turn around and go get her, and she's like, no, go back.
This is a classic case of RFI.
What does that stand for?
I don't know, but sounded, radio frequency interference, electromagnetic waves coming out of this thing. Was there a guy standing in front of this saying, Gort, Klaatu, Barada, Nikto?
No.
No.
Did you ever see that movie, The Day the Earth Stood Still?
No.
She's too young.
Oh, Amy, go to the video store and buy it.
Yeah. Buy it.
Well, I'm curious to know if this happens to other vehicles as well.
Well, I tell you what, when we moved there, we wrote the city just to, you know, find out a few things, and they answered us right back and, you know, told us, you know, that we were welcome and all that good stuff.
Don't drive on this street.
And stay off. What's the name of the street?
It's Keller Smithfield.
Keller Smithfield Street.
All right, here's what I want you to do, Amy. You've got to do an experiment, and you're going to love this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, what did the city tell you? Go ahead.
Well, they won't answer my email back on the weather ball question, so we're a little worried about what the heck that thing is.
I mean, you're calling it a weather ball.
Yeah.
God knows what it is. Is there any signage?
When you drive by, you can see that it has some FAA, you know, little...
FAA. In the night, they change the letters to CIA. Here's what you got to do. I know in Texas, when I used to live in Texas, we had a lot of Army surplus stores.
Okay.
And you could go there. You can go there, for example, and buy yourself a complete camouflage outfit.
I love it.
And
Amy, count me in.
Sure. Me too.
I'm
getting a plane ticket right now. And what you've got to do is late at night, maybe like 3 o'clock in the morning, you've got to put this camouflage outfit on. Don't tell your husband or the kids. And put this thing on, and you got to paint your face black and the whole bit. And you got to go on your belly underneath the barbed wire. And you got to do a little recon on this thing, because this ain't no stinking weather station.
Weather my foot.
But here's what I was going to recommend. Buy yourself a roll of aluminum foil.
Ooh.
Okay? And here's the experiment I think I want you to
wrap
do.
Wrap it around the distributor.
No, I want you to cover one fender of your car. When you're driving down the street, does it matter which
direction?
Which direction you're going, whether or not the thing conks out?
Well, if I'm on the side that's closest, it always dies. Sometimes if I'm on the other side, the lights flicker.
All right, okay, great.
Lights flicker.
Oh, I love it. Here's what you do. You want to cover the right front fender, that is the passenger side fender, with the aluminum foil.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, and you don't have to tape it on with some masking tape or something, but I'm willing to bet if you do that, the car won't die. Because what you're doing is you're shielding the car's electronics from the radiation coming. Oh, did we mention it was radiation?
Radiation. Good.
Don't get nervous. But we want to shield the delicate electron. We're not worried about you. But we want to shield the delicate electronics from this electromagnetic radiation. And I bet you if you do this thing with the tinfoil, you'll be able to drive through without a problem.
You weren't planning to have kids, were you?
Well, she loves to go down that road.
Oh, you got kids already. Well, good.
Yeah, don't take your kids.
Don't let the kids get on the road.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
That's
yeah,
nice.
It would be nice if you did this experiment.
So every Monday when I drive down that road, I should decorate my car.
Well, at least once, and find out if, in fact, our theory works. Because if it does work, it's going to tell you that you need to have your computer shielded against electromagnetic interference, which is what's coming out of this spaceship.
And if it says FAA, that would make sense.
Is it hurting the computer in the car every time it happens?
It may.
Hmm. Well, I see other people driving down it, so I'm just wondering if I need to get a new car.
Well, I mean, a new car would obviously solve it, but it wouldn't satisfy the scientific mind.
Well, I will try that. That'll be a fun little science experiment.
Send us a picture.
Well, I mean, how old is your kid?
She's 9.
Oh, she's gonna love it.
A science experiment?
Yeah.
This is it. This is start writing it up now. She can take pictures of the truck with the aluminum foil on it. She's got her science project all finished.
There you go. She'll love it.
Yeah, she's guaranteed to make it to 10th grade.
Yeah. That's great.
See you later.
And all right, to K-Pax.
Good luck, Amy.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Oh,
boy.
Wow.
Well, it's happened again. You've wasted another perfectly good hour listening to Car Talk.